Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the families of those who lost their lives in the Chrysler tragedy gathered at the site this afternoon. The government is being accused about forgetting the ordinary worker in the budget. Included in the budget announcements was the Derry to Dublin Airlink will commence in 2026, and that Letterkenny has been added to the City Living Initiative. And Gardaí in Letterkenny are investigating an incident in which a child was hit by a car in the car park of Century Cinemas in Letterkenny at the weekend. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Kenny Harkin will have all the latest in sport at 5:15. The families of those who lost their lives in the Chrysler tragedy have gathered at the site earlier this afternoon. Today marks 3 years since the explosion, in which 10 people lost their lives at the service station. Last week, Gardaí say an investigation file into the tragedy has been forwarded to the Director of Public Prosecutions. Councillor Jerry McMonigal credits the village for pulling together to support each other.
There would be a sombre mood about the county today, and particularly for those families and friends of the bereaved of the Chrysler disaster. Today is the third anniversary in which 10 people lost their lives, 7 adults and 3 are children. And our thoughts and prayers are very much with the bereaved and their families today.
Looking now to today's budget announcement, the government is being accused of forgetting about the ordinary worker. Some increases to social welfare payments were announced earlier, but next year's budget package doesn't include any major income tax cuts or cost of living supports. Political correspondent Sean Defoe has more.
Well, already the criticism is coming in thick and fast in the opposition that this is a budget that leaves ordinary workers and PAYE taxpayers behind. Certainly there is no package in there when it comes to income tax, some tweaking of the bands around the USC in order to take account of the increased rate of the minimum wage, which has risen to just over €14. Other than that, though, no income tax package, no comprehensive one-off cost of living package, both of which had been flagged. There are some measures that target the worst off in society in order to benefit them, things like an increase to the income disregard for the carer's allowance. But a lot of criticism here, and even from sectors that got some of what they wanted. For example, the Restaurants Association of Ireland welcoming the fact that for food hospitality, the VAT rate will reduce to 9% from the 1st of July next year, but also highly critical of that increase in the minimum wage, saying that small businesses are being gifted something on one hand, only for the government to take it away on the other.
Well, Donegal deputy and Sinn Féin finance spokesperson Piers Doherty says the finance and public expenditure minister's speeches were dripping with arrogance and offered nothing for the ordinary household.
No help with the cost of living crisis, no action to end the rip-off, no break on taxes, a blueprint for the continuation of the never-ending crises in our housing and health, and election promises, one after the other, torn up and thrown in the bin. Yeah. The first decision, the first impact of this budget will be that petrol and diesel will go up tonight, hitting hard-pressed families already. It is one of the worst government decisions that we've had, and I am shocked at what's in this budget. I was asked earlier on by somebody in the media, what do you think? And I says, I don't believe it. There's something that they're going to pull out of the rabbit. There's no way that they're going to abandon workers in the way that was suggested. But you, by God, yous did that. Yous give them nothing. This budget reads as a catalogue of handouts for those at the top. If you're a big corporate landlord, a wealthy property developer, if you're one of the bailed-out banks, this budget is a mighty sweet package for you. But if you're one of the hundreds of thousands of ordinary households that's impacted by the cost of living crisis, if you're one of the people that's facing the avalanche of rip-off bills and struggling to make it ends meet at the end of the week, then this budget screws you over. It's empty, it's hollow, and it's a dead end.
Well, the government is committing a further €1 billion in funding for the Shared Island Initiative for the next 10 years. This investment is geared towards enhancing all-island cooperation and infrastructure, with several projects set to deliver progress in 2026. Included is the commencement of the new Dublin Derry Airlink next year. The service will enable regular air travel between the two cities, providing significant boost to connectivity and the local economy for residents in Donegal and Derry. And finally, in our budget news, a feature of the budget's urban regeneration plan is the expansion and enhancement of the Living City Initiative. The scheme is expanding its geographical reach by adding five new key towns, including Letterkenny, alongside Athlone, Drogheda, Dundalk and Sligo. The initiative itself is being extended until 2030, and its scope is being significantly broadened to allow tax relief for properties built before 1975. Gardaí in Letterkenny are investigating an incident in which a child was hit by a car in the car park of Century Cinemas in Letterkenny at the weekend. It happened at approximately 5:15 on Sunday evening. On today's 9 till noon show, Sergeant Fergus McRory made this appeal for information.
This accident happened Sunday afternoon last there at 5:15 p.m. down at the Century complex down at Century Cinema. A child was struck by a car at that location and she was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital to receive medical treatment. Now, her injuries are not life-threatening in nature. We're not seeking anybody in relation to this incident because all the parties were involved, but we're appealing for any witnesses to the incident to get in touch with us. So if anybody was in that area and might have dash cam or anything like that, they could make it available to Letterkenny Gardaí on 074 91671.
Heather Humphreys says she couldn't interfere with the investigation into Shane O'Farrell's death. The Monaghan man was killed after he was knocked down near his home in Carrickmacross in August 2011 by a man who was out on bail at the time. His family received a state apology from Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan earlier this year, but they say Heather Humphreys wasn't there for them during her time as a local TD and minister. The Fine Gael presidential hopeful says she understands Shane's mother Lucia's frustrations but defended her decision.
I'm glad that she has got a state apology, and as minister, I could not interfere in a process because I could have actually derailed that process.
Shane's mother, Lucia O'Farrell, says she won't be supporting Heather Humphreys in the election.
And I think it's very disingenuous now saying I'm going to be a voice for the people when she wasn't there for us. I mean, we're not talking about a dispute of land, Adrian. We're talking about the violent death of an innocent 23-year-old.
Gardaí are investigating an apparent hit-and-run incident in the vicinity of Gaelic Park Carndonagh between 9:45 and midnight on Tuesday night last. Damage was caused to a parked car, which Gardaí believe happened as the result of a collision. Any residents in the area who saw or heard anything suspicious is asked to contact Buncrana Garda Station. The son and brother of three members of the O'Connor family who died in County Louth last week says he doesn't want their tragic deaths to overshadow the full lives they led. The funerals of Mark, Louise and Evan O'Connor took place in Dundalk earlier today. The couple, who were aged in their 50s, and their 27-year-old son were killed at their home in Drumgona last Monday. Another of Mark and Louise's sons, Cian, says the loss of his parents and younger brother is something he and his family will struggle to ever come to terms with.
I want to thank everybody here for being with us in this extremely difficult moment in our lives. The outpour of support from you all has been immense, and we've felt it to our very core, so thank you. I know for many of you here today, what has happened is difficult to understand and to put into words. No words can truly reflect how we all feel, how I feel. I'm hurting. We all are.
The case of Aaron Moore teenager Mearn Kavanagh has been raised again at a meeting of the Oireachtas Committee on Fisheries and Maritime Affairs. She hit the headlines in March of last year when it emerged that she was being forbidden from fishing for pollock byline because of concerns over dwindling stocks. The issue was raised by the committee's last Chathaoirleach, Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher, who described the fishing line as the most environmentally friendly model possible. However, Seamus Boner, Secretary of the Irish Islands Marine Resource Organisation, says a major issue is that the management area on the quotas were based on stretches from Scotland to France.
The management area is huge, so it's from the west of Scotland down to the coast of France, and it doesn't take into consideration the kind of regional differences in the stocks. I think we need to have a system where low-impact fisheries are prioritised, so that, you know, if there are going to be restrictions, it doesn't apply to you know, the small boat and small person first. And I think that maybe the committee could help with that, changing policy on that.
When you consider that you're going out and it's catching them by line, I mean, the impact that that has on stocks, it's 0.0001%. And I think that's something that we should take a particular interest in and make a case to the Minister, and we'll make that case, and to the Commission to allow for that, because it has no impact at all on the stock. There's no more an environmentally friendly fishing.
Events are being held in Israel 2 years since Hamas killed 1,200 people and took 251 hostages. Negotiating teams from both sides are continuing talks in Egypt to try to end the conflict in Gaza, which has been going on since October 7, 2023, with Israel accused of committing genocide. Moshe Emilio Lavi, whose brother-in-law, Omri Miran, is among the hostages still being held by Hamas, and he says they just want him home.
Yes, we know Omri's still alive, we are advocating as hard as possible to reunite him with my sister Lisha and my two nieces, Ronnie and Alma. The last we saw of him was in April 25, when Hamas released a psychological warfare video featuring him.
A CCTV camera has been damaged at a business premises in Bunkrana shortly after 20 past three, on Sunday morning. A male approached the premises on St Mary's Road and struck one of the CCTV cameras with his hands, causing it to break. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who may have travelled in the area with a dash cam to make the footage available. They're also anxious to hear from anyone who observed a lone male in the area around that time, and they're asked to contact Bunkrana Garda Station. The time is just coming up to 12 minutes past five. We're going to go to a short break, and Kenny Harkin will be back with all the latest in sport. It's 5:15 here at Highland Radio. Kenny Harkin's on the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Republic of Ireland striker Troy Parrott says he's eager to play against Portugal in this Saturday's World Cup qualifier. The Alkmaar forward trained with the squad today as he continues his comeback from a knee injury. Parrott says the team must take responsibility for the disappointing 2-1 defeat in Armenia last month.
Yeah, everyone has to take it. You know, blame the manager, or blame the, you know, the manager's not on the pitch playing. He puts the team out, that he gives the tactics, the players are out there. We have to also do it as well. So it has to be a collective disappointment, or all of us take the blame together. And that's the way it has to be.
Elsewhere, Roma striker Evan Ferguson, he sat out the session with an ankle injury, but the rest of the squad trained ahead of the Portugal clash and home qualifier against Armenia next week. Meanwhile, defender Mark Doherty has undergone successful surgery on his wrist. The Dubliner fractured a bone in late August and will miss Ireland's upcoming games. Wolves, they say it's difficult to put a timescale on his recovery, but they're hopeful that Doherty will return soon. Well, as you heard in the news, the budget took place today, and the government's budget 2026 includes a total of €3 million for League of Ireland academies. That funding will be administrated through Sport Ireland rather than the FAI. Elsewhere in the budget, the GAA are to receive an additional €983,000, with €727,000 going to the IRFU, while an additional €1.5 million will be made available to the Gaelic Players Association, and €18.7 million is set to be made available for facilities under a new round of Community Sports Infrastructure Fund. Well, just back to soccer. There's not too many games on this week with the international break, but there's games this evening in the Irish League's League Cup competition. It's the first round tonight, so several non-league teams are involved. Among them, Strabane Athletic. They'll travel to play Loughgall. Derrickview, they're at home against Premier Division Larne. Limavady United, they're away to Newington. And Institute play host to Glentoran. Those games start at 7:45. And up in Scotland, it's understood Rangers are still drawing up a list of candidates to replace sacked manager Russell Martin. He was dismissed on Sunday after a 1-1 draw at Falkirk that left them with one win from their opening seven Scottish Premiership matches. In Gaelic games, there was confirmation this week from Donegal that Donegal GAA that Ciar Lacy will be in charge of the county's minor footballers next season. The 2012 All-Ireland winner takes over from Barry Ward, who was in charge of the minors for two seasons. Lacy, who leads up Donegal's academy, has been in charge of Donegal's under-16 teams this year. His was among a number of confirmed appointments this week. As expected, Jim McGuinness will stay in charge of the Donegal senior team for a third year, and Gary Boyle will lead the under 20 footballers again this year. In hurling, Mickey McCann, the manager of Donegal's senior team since 2018, stays on for another term, and the under 20 hurlers will be managed by Eddie Gaffey, and Lurkin O'Toole will manage the county minor hurlers. Moving on to boxing, and Tiernan Bradley has joined the unbeaten cast that will take to the stage at the Rumble in the Hills, Rising Stars in Letterkenny. The Brighton-based Oma Lightweight will feature alongside his brother Callum at the Aura Leisure Centre complex on October the 18th. Bradley's inclusion brings to 9 the number of unbeaten professionals in the star-studded card. Rumble in the Hills, Rising Stars, is promoted by Donegal's former world middleweight challenger Jason Quigley of Shear Sports Management. That's an association with the Donegal County Council. In rugby, Ulster, they welcome back Robert Balacone back to the fold for Saturday's URC clash with the Bulls in Belfast. The winger is yet to make an appearance for the province this season as he recovers from an ankle injury picked up in May. In swimming, three-time Olympian Shane Ryan has announced his retirement from competitive swimming. The Pennsylvanian native moved to Ireland in 2014. He claimed 5 medals at the 50-metre backstroke in a career spanning over a decade. He became the first Irish swimmer to compete at 3 Olympics at last summer's Games in Paris. Finally, this evening in darts, Daryl Gurney and Josh Rock, they're among the players in action at the World Grand Prix of Darts tonight. Gurney faces Ross Smith in the second match on stage, while Rock, he goes up against Ryan Joyce in the last match of the night. Luke Littler is also in action tonight. He takes on Jane Van Veen. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Donna Marie.
Thanks, Kenny. This just in, through her barrister, Josef Pushka's wife has asked a judge to not jail her for withholding information during the investigation into Aisling Murphy's murder. She, along with his two brothers and their wives, is awaiting a sentence for their roles in the frustrating investigation team and destroying evidence. Court's correspondent Frank Greerney reports.
2 years ago, Josef Pushka was convicted of murdering 23-year-old schoolteacher Aisling Murphy, and in June of this year, his brothers Marek and Lubomir stood trial for and were found guilty of withholding information from the murder investigation team. Their wives, Josefina Grunzova and Viera Gasiova, were convicted of assisting Josef Pushka by burning the clothes he was wearing when he murdered Ms. Murphy. Josef Pushka's wife, Lucia Istakova, was also due to stand trial but instead pleaded guilty to a charge of withholding information, and today her barrister asked the judge to take that plea into account and to consider handing down a fully suspended sentence. Sentencing has been adjourned until later this month. All 5 will remain on bail until then, but the judge advised them today to get their affairs in order, including care arrangements for their children, in the event they have to serve prison sentences.
There were 66 admitted patients without beds across the northwest this morning, 34 of them at Letterkenny University Hospital and 32 in Sligo. Of the 34 in Letterkenny, 9 were on emergency department trolleys. And of the national total of today's INMO Trolley Watch survey this morning, there were 84 people awaiting beds in Limerick, 64 in Galway and 53 in Cork. A person has died in a house fire in County Cavan. Emergency services tackled the blaze in Killygown area shortly after 7:30 last night. The house was extensively damaged and a body was found inside. Investigations are ongoing. A census on the number of children not participating in religion in primary school is being conducted for the first time. Principals are being asked to report the number of children withdrawn from religious instruction in this year's school census. It will be the first time the Department of Education records the data. Principal of Carlow Educate Together, Simon Lewis, says it's long overdue.
We know that there's thousands and thousands of families who opt their kids out of religious instruction in our primary school sector, and there's no record of that. So this is the first time. Hopefully it'll start opening the doors to some progress in that area.
A man's body's been found in County Sligo at around 11:10 on Monday. Emergency services were called after a man was found unresponsive at Church Lane in Enniscrone. The man, aged in his 80s, was pronounced dead at the scene and a post-mortem is to be carried out on his body. The local coroner has been notified and Gardaí are appealing for anyone with information to come forward. Following the impact of Storm Amy across the county, Donegal County Council say roads are now cleared from fallen trees. As a result, all affected roads are now open again to traffic. Foyle MLA Padraig De Largy has called for a united approach to continue delivering investment and transformation in Derry. Addressing the Assembly, the Foyle MLA said positive political leadership had been crucial to achieving projects such as the A6 upgrade, the North West Cancer Centre and ongoing expansion at McGee. He was speaking during an SDLP motion on regional development, during which Foyle MLA Sinead McLaughlin hit out at the executive for what she described as a litany of failure with a focus on the A5.
In 2012, we had a regional development strategy that emphasised the importance of modern infrastructure. 13 years later, look where we are. The European Commission's Regional Competitiveness Index ranked the north and west of Ireland 218th out of 234 EU regions for infrastructure. We've failed to move the needle, and the people west of the ban are still paying the price. Not least through the failure to deliver the A5, a project vital not just for the North West, but for Mana and for Tyrone too. Its completion would open up access to jobs, to trade and investment right across this region. The failure to deliver it isn't just incompetent, it's a betrayal of the families that have lost their loved ones on that road and its regional imbalance writ large. Modern roads aren't just tarmac. They are the arteries of economic growth.
Looking now to the weather forecast, largely dry this evening with light northwest winds. Rain and drizzle in the south and east will clear early tonight with clear spells developing across the province. Mainly light westerly or variable breezes with lowest temperatures of 3 to 8 degrees. To conclude this evening's news, here is a look back at the main stories. The families of those who lost their lives in the Chrysler tragedy gathered at the site this afternoon. Today marks 3 years since the explosion in which 10 people lost their lives at the service station. Last week, Gardaí said an investigation file into the tragedy has been forwarded to the Director of Public Prosecutions. The government is being accused of forgetting about the ordinary worker in the budget. Some increases to social welfare payments were announced earlier, but next year's budget package doesn't include any major income tax cuts or cost of living supports. Included in the budget announcements was the Dublin to Derry Airlink, which will commence next year, and that Letterkenny has been added to the Living City Initiative. Gardaí in Letterkenny are investigating an incident in which a child was hit by a car in the car park of Century Cinemas at the weekend. It happened approximately 5:15 on Sunday evening. And finally, the case of Aranmore teenager Muireann Kavanagh has been raised again at a meeting of Oireachtas Committee of Fisheries and Maritime Affairs. She hit the headlines in March of last year when it emerged she was forbidden from fishing for pollock by line because of concerns over dwindling stocks. That's all for now from the newsroom. Back with headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, October 7th. The death has occurred of Teresa Gallagher, 71, Ardconnell Glenties, reposing at her late home until Rosary at 9 p.m. Requiem Mass in St. Connell's Church Glenties tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Teresa's Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.